Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Frank Caliendo plus Christy with some news. And Frank does famous movie quotes in different voices right after this song from Donnie Baker.
This is Donnie Baker, man. You know, every morning I wake up in a bad mood. I mean, on top of trying to sell my boat, make rent, and beat probation, there's work, and it sucks. I swear to God it does. First of all, I ain't never even had a raise in like 4 years. The vending machine don't carry Mountain Dew. And what I really hate is when I try to use the phone to call into Bob and Tom, because my stupid boss is always butting in. So finally, man, one day I'd had enough. I stood up, and I said right to his face, man,
"Shut up, Randy."
Shut up, Randy.
Say it to his face.
I swear to God I dare.
Shut up, Randy.
He deserved it, man.
Donnie Baker.
That's me, and I'm a badass. So anyways, I get wrote up, and I said, "Fine, Randy, because the men's room's out of toilet paper, and at least I'll have something to wipe with." I don't even know why I took this job. Maybe it's because I finally passed a drug test. You have to pass it. State law. So anyways, I pass it. Then I get introduced to my direct supervisor, Randy. I had no respect for him right away because he wears a fanny pack. I swear to God he does. And the first time we met, he was hanging a sign in the break room. I'll never forget. It said your smile is the most important part of your uniform. So I thought about it. I was like, if that's true, then how come we don't have dental insurance, Randy?
Shut up, Randy.
Plus, his teeth look like Indian corn.
Say it to his face.
I did say it right to his face.
Shut up, Randy.
Shut up, Randy.
Donnie Baker.
I'm a badass. Clean it up, Scotty. Scotty Winkler on lead guitar. That's Todd Boner on bass. Joe Emmert on drums. And I swear to God, them drums are paid for. And I'm Donnie Baker, king of the pork sword.
Donnie Baker!
Porkosaurus.
Porkosaurus!
What about the 3 smoke breaks, Randy?
It's a state law.
We're supposed to get one every shift.
Shut up, Randy!
Randy, you couldn't get to third base with a bowling ball.
Donnie Baker!
Shut up, Randy! Boat's still for sale, by the way.
Call his pager.
Call my pager. I gotta go.
He's gotta go.
Donnie, come on. I'm your boss. Show me some respect.
Whatever. I got more respect for your name tag, because at least it's 3 inches long. So shut up, Randy.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
With us in the studio, our engineer Ace Cosby. That's Josh over there. That's Christy Lee freezing over there. A little chilly in here. This is Tom speaking. Our guest is comedian Frank Caliendo, the legendary Frank Caliendo.
Can you do that? Can you make that noise, voice man?
How about this noise? Can you make this noise?
Can you do that? Can you do a bell?
Sorry.
You know what? You know what I like to do? The sound of the door hitting you in the
on the way.
Where the good Lord split you.
Okay, very nice. We do have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Christy, what's going on?
A man who was arrested for going naked in a New Hampshire Planet Fitness said he thought it was, quote, a judgment-free zone.
Oh, jeez.
Eric Stagno walked around the gym and even did yoga in the buff before police arrived.
How you doing?
Police Captain Brett Morgan.
Yep. Can I get a set in?
WBZ-TV.
News coming first, and then me.
not on the machine, man.
That Stackno's only statement.
Wipe it down after.
Was he thought it was a judgment-free zone, apparently referencing the chain's slogan. The 34-year-old was charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct.
Can you see the guy thinking how witty that would be?
Right. I'll go naked and I'll say it's a judgment-free zone. I'll tell all my friends.
Everybody, they're poor people. Jesus.
I was in a locker room and a guy was FaceTiming in the locker room with naked people around.
Like, they don't do that at our gym.
Yeah, you can't. Well, the guy got in trouble.
There's like signs and stories about that, right?
They had to put up signs because people were doing it. That's why.
There's kind of a dated sign in there, but you're not supposed to. Especially, obviously, FaceTiming where there's a visual component.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing.
You're not allowed to talk on a cell phone at our gym.
In the locker room. Why not even talk on a cell phone?
Because you have it, you would be able to take photographs of someone without their knowledge.
Okay, that makes sense. But do you...
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Tom, you're right. Most gyms have strict rules, and this dick going around naked at the Planet Fitness, I hope they evoke his membership. I swear to God.
Revoke, yeah.
You never hear about somebody trying this at Goad's, because they know some meathead beat their ass all the way back to Anytime Fitness anyway.
You go to Gold's Gym, do you?
I go to Goad's. Who the hell is going to stop a naked dude during a cleaning jerk?
That's true.
The overworked mom on the elliptical just squeezed out her third kid. She's trying to get the weight off so her husband will stop plugging the neighbor.
Oh.
Or the 400-pound dude who's been on the same sit-up the last 25 minutes. I swear to God.
Hey, judgment-free, man.
Well, I mean, all gyms got about 8 different people. You could almost remake the Village People. But the only who's going to stop him are the popo, and they're already out of breath from chasing naked people away from the Waffle House.
I remember that story, actually.
And by the time the cops get there, he's probably already tainted half the machines. And I guarantee the old sack over there ain't going to wipe them down after using them neither. You know, I'll say it like this. Planet Fitness may be a judgment-free zone, but my scissor kicks don't give a damn.
No? Oh, really?
And I'll take a verdict right from my pumice, stick it in your gizzard, break your carotid artery.
Uh-huh.
Or
carotid.
Worse yet, give you an underbite worse than Peter Cetera's trying
worse
to
yet.
Eat food.
Worse yet.
Swear to God.
Yeah.
Worse yet. Worse yet.
You try pulling that crap when you're at my gym. You can expect a whole flurry of meat hammers right your face.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You won't be naked for long because corner's going to show up and cover you with about 4 rolls of butcher paper.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see some dude's junk when I'm working out neither. I mean, it's bad enough when you're bench pressing and one of them dudes, you know, in them mini marathon shorts stands above you. Hey, man, you need a spot? Yeah, need a spot. In fact, a man's already spotted the fact your parents don't believe in circumcision through your shorts hovering above me. So why don't you back off there on a sports and nigger hogger? I swear to God, I'm not going to get it.
Worse yet.
Your thoughts? I don't know. I think naked at the gym, bad idea. Especially if he gets on the bikes. They have to get rid of the seats.
They do naked yoga, so why not?
That's even worse.
They can have hours, special hours, I guess.
For naked working out.
Who does naked yoga?
After dark.
Oh, they do.
Is naked yoga just in a big circle, or are there people behind other people?
Yeah, do you want to be downward dogging?
No.
Yeah, well,
no, I don't want to do anything like
see
that.
Some winking anus while you're trying to...
that's a famous pose.
Oh, the winking anus?
The winking anus, of course, yeah. It involves kind of a scissoring.
You can do that.
Scissoring move. Yeah.
Wow. That was a great visual. Thanks for that. Get on the Bob
and Tom. Doesn't winking anus sound like when you're lost in the country and you, well, looks like we're 14 miles from, oh, my God, they named this place Winking Anus. What the hell happened here?
Well,
or a drink you never want to have.
A winking anus. You got Kahlua?
Something really hot.
Yeah. Fireball.
A lot of pepper. The old winking anus. Okay, thank you very much. So where was this Planet Fitness?
This was... Where was it?
Was it somewhere up north?
South Paulo,
New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
New
Hampshire.
Right. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What else you got over there?
The Belgium Naturism Federation. The Naturism Federation's upset. The snootist group angry because a Flemish wildlife
agency. Snootist
group?
Snootist?
I say, you call that a fetus.
Snooty, that's us. We're snootists. Yes. We're the snootist people here.
Snootity. Snootity are... Our naked fans who are,
I said
are also
this
snot.
Nudist.
I love snootity.
This nudist group
See,
is angry.
She said it again. This snootist.
I say.
Oh, well. Somebody's boobs are very unkempt.
Zelda, those breasts, are those the Cape Cod?
The nudist group angry because a Flemish wildlife agency has blocked their application for a second nudie beach in the country. The wildlife agency says that the naked sunbather's sexual activities could pose a threat to a rare species of bird that inhabits the beach in question.
What?
Oh my
How
God.
Can people doing it on a beach hurt
Spook
the birds?
Wildlife. They think it's going to scare
I
them away.
I hope it's a titmouse.
Yeah, what a weird name for a bird.
The titmouse?
Yes. Yeah. Never understood.
Someone had to be drunk. I know. Let me move. It looks kind of like a boob and a mouse.
Titmouse.
Let's go with titmouse. What do you think, Earl?
I like it.
Is it time for the Frank Caliendo Challenge?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Frank Caliendo is our guest. Frank is on the road. You may know Frank from his exploits on various television networks.
Like one.
Frank... I have given you a sheet with a couple of famous moments from a variety of movies over there.
Oh.
We're going to name the movie?
What we would do is we'll take the famous scene and have Frank do it in a different famous voice. Is that fair? So,
sure.
Josh, first of all, Frank, what's the first one on the list there?
I see Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver, Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
Famous movie.
Yes.
That scene of...
you talking to me?
Yeah, but if... But if it were not done by Robert De Niro, who would you want to have it done?
Yeah,
by
who would
Josh?
You want? Who would you want to do it instead of me? that's basically what.
Well, I had I had heard that
Carol Channing.
Carol Channing.
Hello. I had heard that Richard Dreyfuss actually auditioned for that.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Are you talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who the blank? Do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah. Huh? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't hold the same gravitas.
No. Bugs Bunny, too.
Not as threatening, really. Yeah.
It doesn't seem very frightful. He's more Mr. Holland there.
Right.
Mr. Holland's open.
That was great.
Yes, it was.
Now,
it'll be an Appleton win? No.
Frank Caliendo.
Oh, yes, it was
on
awesome.
The road. Once again, in Appleton.
Yeah, after, when they don't hit, when they're not good, let's give a Josh Arnold date.
What's the next movie scene over there?
Dirty Harry.
Okay. Let's see, Dirty Harry. You can't do Liam Neeson. That's too close to the original. What do you think? It's something goofy.
I don't know that. Let's hear that first.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots? Are only five.
I think it would have been better with Liam.
Yeah.
That you got to go the opposite way. I think there. Somebody
got to go
like Ted Baxter.
Well, we just did that actually would be a good one. If we
I have heard
I know
the Dirty
what you're
Harry.
Thinking.
Dirty Harry.
Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth in all this excitement, I kind of lost track myself.
That sounds like something Ted would say.
But being that this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Oh, and read dates.
Well, we'll save the rest of these for the God, that was
great. That's we don't want to have too much goodness in a row. We would destroy the show.
Yeah.
Should be key to John Deere Sports Desk. Why not let me talk more?
Man, that was a dead-on chick.
Yeah, it's what I hear when he talks.
I thought I was talking.
It's like the Charlie Brown parents.
I thought I was talking.
You are a subtle genius.
Mm-hmm. Could you do the "you talking to me" as a former president George W. Bush? I'd just like to say,
"You talking to me?" I'm really asking. Okay, you talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who else you talking to? you talking to me? This is actually getting visual right now.
That's going to be a good Tracy Morgan. You talking to me? You talking to me?
Well, then who the hell else you talking to? Well, I'm the only one here. Who the blank you think you talking to? Oh, yeah, huh? Okay, uh-huh. That's crazy.
Okay, let's go back to Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Christy,
a video of a Georgia waitress body slamming the man who groped her is going viral. Surveillance footage from Savannah Pizzeria Vinny Van Gogh's shows a man grabbing 21-year-old Amelia Holden's backside as he walks past her. Holden grabs the man by his shirt collar and throws him against a wall.
Yeah.
Savannah police arrested 31-year-old Florida resident Ryan Cherwinski for sexual battery. WTOC.
Where news comes first.
Reported.
I bet they have a mascot, the Tick.
WTOC?
Yeah, Tick Tock.
Oh.
The Tock Tick.
The Tock Tick.
Jesus.
Okay,
reported Holden has since been offered.
Have you seen this video?
Free martial arts classes. I have seen the video.
This guy
deserves
it. It's
a grainy black and white video. She's standing at the counter and he walks by with his left hand and just grabs
her ass.
Wow.
And she
grabs him by the collar and he's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
And she throws this guy to the ground.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This one's in color. I'm watching.
She
throws him up against the table.
And I think what's important to know is, first of all, she's quite fit.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy should have made the judgment call that if she's that fit, she's got what it takes to take this guy down. She does. So.
Yeah.
And she gives him a talking to also.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do any impressions of people also named Frank?
I'm trying to think if I do.
Yeah. I can't think of another Frank.
Sinatra would be the only one, right?
And Frank Gifford.
I have a clips to it.
You do a Frank Gifford impression?
Frank Stallone?
Yeah, maybe
brother.
Let's go with Frank.
Nobody's ever said that before. Let's go with Frank Stallone.
And it's all maybe good.
We talked with Frank. He was actually a really good guy.
From one of the Rocky movies, Frank Stallone soundtrack.
Yeah, he actually does sing pretty
this
well.
This is the top or something like that.
No, Frank's really
come
cool.
On and
talk to
do
him.
It.
Okay, enough of the plugs.
Try it again.
God, I lost
Robert Downey Jr., I believe, will be at Appleton.
Yes, of course. Going to be doing everything possible as a human being. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Yeah. Getting.
This is a pause.
I wasn't sure where I was going. That was a Rome-like pause.
Terrific.
Phenomenal. Incredible. Arugula. Great lettuce.
Yeah, it sure is, yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. I love arugula. I went vacationing there one time, man. That Beach Boys song, arugula, Jamaica. Ooh, nothing? All right.
That's Aruba. And we have Aruba Ray here with us.
Hey!
Aruba Ray!
Good to see you.
Hey, Ray.
I'm back.
Been? Hey, Ray, you got any hookers?
Where you been, buddy?
We got hookers. We got pimps. You talk to the pimp first, then you get the hooker. Aruba Ray.
Is it okay if I kill her?
Well, if you want to get right to the darker material, we'll do so.
You know,
why are your arms so funny?
It's never okay to kill a hooker, but if you kill a hooker, do it in Aruba Ray.
The difference is, he might have said, there's a closet with a bucket right. And a shovel and some logs.
We got five pre-dug holes in the back.
Go ahead, Tom would go, shoot him in the head. Jesus.
I love that.
Why you want to kill her, Tom? She talked back at you?
That's okay.
I get it. I'm Aruba Ray.
I love the concept of pre-dug hole.
Yeah, oh, sure.
As though there's any other type of hole.
Well, you don't want to kill him and then dig the hole.
Well, no, but, no, it's pre-dug, which means it hasn't been dug. What?
No, it's so I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah.
So it's really just.
I should dirt. Just say there are holes there.
Or there's.
The yeah, free dug hole would be land.
Right, yeah.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.